The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. I have so many things to share with you today, so I'm going to talk fast, okay? Time is of the essence, but at this moment, as I said and as I addressed on last week's broadcast, do not be spectators, but you need to take an active role in taking back our country, and we need to live a holy life and focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Time is of the essence. Let me read to you 2 Chronicles 7:14, in which you are already familiar, but I'm going to read it from verse 12 through 14. Then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. At times, I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Then, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and restore their lands. This is a call for each and every one, those that are in the body of Christ, to get down on your knees and pray for this country. We need to look beyond the bad news that we're hearing, but we humble ourselves before the Lord. It is time for us to have a corporate prayer, and it is necessary because God is expecting and requiring of us to take our country back for Jesus. Amen? This is the position, this is the assignment that was assigned to the body of Christ, and not to the worldly people, not to our politicians, but it is for the body of Christ. We need to pray and engage in spiritual warfare, but we do not engage like the world does. A lot of bickering, a lot of mockery, a lot of personal attacks, and a lot of anger, divisiveness, and hatred. Ours are the weapons of our warfare. They are not carnal, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. But they are mighty in pulling down strongholds. We demolish every argument, right, and pretenses that rises itself to the knowledge of God. And we have that authority in Christ Jesus. So we need to ask and pray God for wisdom and how to secure our borders, what to do with the illegal immigrants that are already in the country, about our economy, the increase in crime, inflation, and constant bickering and hatred in Washington, D.C. All right, they will going to do what they do, but it is time for the body of Christ to govern. It is time for the body of Christ to call those things as though they were. And we need to be victorious. All we need to do is to humble ourselves, repent from our sins, and God will forgive our sins and heal or restore our land. God gave the body of Christ, that is you and I, stewardship on the earth. He is waiting for us to make his enemies a footstool for his feet. Most of all, this is our country. This is your country. The future of our children and children's children is at risk right now. But United States of America is not going to fall under our watch. And if United States of America will fall, whose country will take its place? We do not even want to think or imagine how the world will look like with a fallen and a wicked country. So last Monday, I assigned everyone at Freedom Fellowship Church to pray, and I made them choose which state. The state that they don't know or that they've never been before. We have 50 states and U.S. territories, right? Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C. is not a state. The Marianas Islands, Diego Garcia, Guam, those are territories of the United States of America. And a lot of Americans, they don't know anything about other states, more so with the territories. Why is that? We have to study ourselves, approve. We have to know. And I gave them assignment on one or two of the states of the United States of America that you've never been or you're not familiar with. Read and research and study about their culture, about their past, their governance, their situation, spiritual, political. Find out who their governor, a lieutenant governor, and attorney general is, and you pray, and then you ask the Holy Spirit how to pray. You call those things as though they were, okay? Refrain from releasing judgment. You're still focusing on the wickedness. If you notice in this broadcast, over the past several years, actually, this broadcast was focused or refocused by the Holy Spirit to prophesy to United States of America, to government officials, and to the body of Christ instead of personal prophecies. That's where we're heading, okay? We need to believe for the prophecies, for the word of the Lord, and for your instruction. Your mission and my mission is the same, the Great Commission. So you don't need to wonder what is your ministry is all about. You preach the gospel, okay? So I assigned by the leading of the Holy Spirit, so I am going to call on you to assign yourself one or two states, find out their capital cities, find out the major corporations that are headquarters there, and the political climate, the economic climate, what are the resources that they have, and you call those things as though they were. Remember, we dictate the outcome. So the outcome has to be godly, God's ways of doing things, and it is close to God's heart and His perfect will. And this week, or for if you're listening Sunday, last week alone, Monday, what we call forth, they manifested. We didn't have, and we don't have, to cry, holler, shake, and bake when we call on the name of the Lord, okay? We are at war. The soul of this country, the economy, national security, and the political leaders in this country, we need a divine intervention, okay? You need to get engaged and make sure that you have a clean hands. Amen. Okay. Okay. Let me give you some pointers, okay, so that you'll know the authority of a believer. When you pray for yourself, for your own needs, situation, or issues, okay, and you pray to God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ as a child of God. Remember how what Jesus taught us. This is how you're going to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If you call God Father, then he is your Father and you are a child of God, all right? And you start from he loves you, and even when he disciplines you, he is loving you and he does not want you to suffer, okay? You are a member of the family of God. You do not hesitate to ask him for help. You do not beg him, and you don't run away from him. You run towards him. And then thank God and believe it's already done, okay? When you pray for a country, when you pray for our city, when you pray for a corporation or other nations, you declare things in the mighty name of Jesus. You call those things as they were. In the name of Jesus, you release prophecy as a ruler because we are ruling and reigning with Christ here on earth above all the principalities and powers in the heavenly places because we are seated with Jesus Christ at the right hand of God. Amen. So we do not holler, we don't cry, we don't beg. We issue declaration as a ruler in accordance to God's perfect will, and we govern, we manage, we do our daily life God's way. that is close to God's heart, okay? He also gave us the keys to the kingdom. And once we release it and we believe it, it is empowered and it will manifest. Just don't walk in unbelief and don't take them back, okay? Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, NIV. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Okay, that's the key. Revelation 1:18. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Do you know that no one can take away your life? If your life is hidden in Christ, if you believe that Jesus purchased you, that the life that you live right now, you live it for the Son of God. No one can take away your life without your permission, without your approval. But when somebody tried to kill you, you just don't cry and holler. You defend yourself and you nullify those assignments, null and void, in the name of Jesus. So do not give in to fear. Do not be afraid, okay? You are a member of the family of God. And we are not subject to the economy or to the system of this world. We are subject to the economy of heaven. And so, therefore, we operate in His ways of doing things. Okay? We need to educate ourselves, pray, and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and to reveal to us our God-given authority. So what manifested last Monday in New York and some other parts of this world was released by us and some other pockets of believers all across this nation. I believe that. We released and we decreed it. And of course, within hours on Monday, things started manifesting in New York and some other parts of this country. Do not be spectators, but take proactive in taking back this country. It is your country too, you know. Do not let us few to take this country back and do all the heavy lifting, all the prayer and prophesying, and you want to be catered to. It is not going to happen right now. Time is of the essence. You need to take your post. You need to receive your healing. You need to believe God for the manifestations of your healing, of your blessings and deliverance. Do not depend on others to do that. And do not expect leaders to hold your hands. This is an all-out war. And you need your weapons, you need your protection, and you need to take part, okay? Or else you'll be held captive. And if you noticed, even in this program, in which we're about to enter our 14th year with KSLR, and I'm not really sure how many years with Bridge Austin. Take part, be proactive, and help finance the preaching of the gospel. We are doing it here in this ministry. And at the same time, donate or give or help, support, pray for godly candidates, even if it's just a minimal amount. Why this is important? Because we touch good things. We touch godly things. And whatever we place our hands to, it shall prosper. It's in Deuteronomy. And I instructed the prayer and the ministry team, and they all responded 100%. It is high time to put your money, to put your effort on something critical and important to God and important for this country. Okay? Like I said, if you noticed, the prophecies being released right now are for the nations or nations and for the body of Christ as a whole. We are going to unite and mature in Christ Jesus. Our unifying force is Christ Jesus, and our language is love. That never changes. And here is the prophecy that the Lord gave me, all right? Thus saith the Lord, real soon, and very, very soon, you will see a great divide in the body of Christ. During the time of my ministry here on earth, said the Lord, and even as you read in the book of Acts, with 120 disciples, there was a great divide to those who worship and believe in me. Like the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, the religious group in my time and the time of the 120 disciples, there was already a great divide. The 120 and their disciples worked and walked and lived on earth and they are focused in building the church, in preaching the kingdom of God, in preaching my resurrection, said the Lord. And I worked with them with signs and wonders following. And on the other group, the one who attacked me, the religious group, and those who attacked and tried to destroy or limit the disciples in the book of Acts, they wanted and they focused, the religious leaders in my time, said the Lord, focus more in obeying and following the law of Moses and their tradition, and they neglected my people and they disobeyed the greatest commandment of all, and the second great commandment, that is, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbors as you love themselves. They worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, said the Lord. They focus more in controlling my people. They want their position, and they want my people to depend on them instead of depending on me. They think more of themselves, but now they have forsaken their first love, and now there will be a great distinction of my followers and the religious people group that are children of Satan, saith the Lord. And I saw from that vision, I saw the manifestation of John chapter 1, verse 5 in NLT. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. This is what the Spirit of the Lord has been telling us over and over again, even through this broadcast. Focus on Jesus and do not focus on the bad news. And in this vision, I saw Washington, D.C., New York, the entire United States of America were lit by the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ with many miracles, signs, and wonders, the transfer of wealth performed by the Lord Jesus through his faithful followers and the entire United States of America, even the entire North American continent is lit with light day and night. And I saw the news media were overwhelmed with all this great news instead of bad news. The focus on everyday news are the miracles that they cannot explain. There are signs and wonders that they cannot explain, and the prosperity and the blessings of God's people. You want to be a part of this team. This is a group of faithful and powerful group led by the Holy Spirit. Remember, we have the authority in Christ Jesus. And we are the one who make news. We dictate the outcome. We are the ones that we will destroy the works of Satan here on earth. We are the light of this world. We and the government will be upon his shoulder. We are that shoulder. In every sector of society, there will be great miracles, signs and wonders, and salvation. And the salvation and turning of nations to our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to dominate every sector of society. Arts and entertainment, government, media, economy, science and technology, research and development. Because why? We focus on Jesus. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen. So presently, just be warned, that's why we cannot afford to slack at this time, okay? Because time is of the essence. Presently, we are battling two fronts, the wickedness of this world or the world system, and the religious devils of our time. But remember, victory is already at hand. So, in the name of Jesus, receive the full manifestation of your healing and your deliverance. Rejoice and celebrate your healing and deliverance. And celebrate God. Study yourself approved to learn from the Holy Spirit, to ask for wisdom, to govern for the management and stewardship of the transfer of wealth and influence here on earth, and to preach the gospel in power. Okay? And remember, when you obey the Great Commission, when you pray, you do it as a minister or a priest of the gospel, and like Jesus, a priest in the order of Melchizedek. So anyone, every born again believer, young and old, male or female, Jews nor Greek, slaves nor free, we're all one in Christ Jesus, and we're given the same great commission. And it's time for you and I to take our post. It is so exciting. It is so exciting to see this vision. Every time I close my eyes, I can see the lights emanating from God's people. When the enemy of God comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him. We are that standard, and it's being raised now. I believe, for those of you that are hearing this message, some of you, I pray that all of you are going to respond to this call. And once we increase in number, we will cover signs and wonders in every sector of society. We are going to break free from the four corners of our ministry, where Satan, the wicked people, have put us there. And we will have the wisdom of God, and we will know what to do, like Joseph in his times, like the prophet Daniel in his times, like Solomon in his times, like David, and like the 120 at the upper room. And what a way to celebrate. This is a holy week, and we're going to celebrate the Resurrection Sunday, and we were going to celebrate the Jewish calendar Passover, which is on April 26, which is Friday. And we're going to celebrate the Resurrection Sunday at that time too. And we're finding every excuse to celebrate Jesus, all right? And we are so excited, and I hope this will propel you to be bold and fearless and be a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it's going to manifest. It's already manifesting body of Christ. We are the light of this world, and we're going to shine brighter. And United States of America will be one nation under God and righteousness. We will govern in righteousness. Our government, the three branches of our government, they will all lined up, including the local and the state governance, in the name of Jesus. And as far as the transfer of wealth and the economy, it is given to us as far as stewardship. All you need to do is to read the four gospels, and Jesus have taught us how to govern and how to manage finances and how to preach the gospel of good news. And I'm running out of time. If you need to go back and watch our live stream last Sunday, because this vision and instructions were there, I address it. I cannot address things fully here because we're out of time. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, or find us on YouTube. And while you're at it, please click like and subscribe. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's SOGMI@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is S-O-G-M-I.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Thank you.